All right. Praise the Lord. We have meat today. Glory to God. Praying for the fathers. It's such a privilege and an honor. And fathers are so key and so important to our society and to families. God created father in such a special way. And by the way, I am so glad that men are different from women. And that a daddy is different from a mommy. Glory to God. And that is by the hand of God, that God has created that way in order to be balanced in the family and to have a good family and to prosper and all these things. So, you know, mommies that want to change daddies and daddies that want to change mommy, that is not good. Amen? We got to let them be and let God be God. Now, some of the points that I'm going to be bringing this morning is not just for daddies, but we're going to concentrate on daddies, on fathers. But all of us can use it. All of us can heed to it, okay? It's called learning from the Word and learning and seeing the hand of God upon us, each one of us. So you're going to take this, even if you're not a father, it can very well apply to you. Amen? Glory to God. So there's some statistic, kind of scary statistic that comes out, like 63% of the young suicidal, or the people that kill themselves, 63% come from fatherless home. 71% percent comes from dropout high school. They drop out of high school. 71% of those homes where there's not a father. 75% go into drugs. They're using drugs because they were raised without a father at home. 85% have behavior disorder. 85% of the young people that go to prison, they don't have a father. Figure a father at home. 90% of the runaways are because they didn't have a father. So you see, it takes a father to help out. And so these statistics are kind of scary at the same time that explain why it's so important that fathers take their place and recognize, amen, what God has called them. Right? Before I knew the Lord, before I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I felt like my daddy was very difficult to deal with. And a lot of time, if we don't know the Lord, we tend to put a lot of responsibility and we tend to judge our earthly father way too much. Once I came to the Lord, and I recognize God as my father. So you see, your heavenly father created you, right? That's what it says, you know. Created your inmost part of inside, fearfully and wonderfully made. And that same father is going to claim you at the end if we come through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we do have a father. And I think that the enemy sometimes make us dwell way too much, and I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking of those that have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. I'm here to remind you that you are not fatherless. And sometimes we expect way too much out of our earthly fathers. And so we need to shift and change. Once I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, and start seeing my heavenly father as my father, and he start meeting all my needs, my emotional needs, my physical needs, and I start having that revelation and relation with him, it was very easy for me to start seeing my earthly father with a little bit more kindness. And it got to the place where I can finally forgive my earthly father for his shortcoming. And so we have fathers that still resenting their fathers for the things that they didn't do or the things they did that it was not right. So I'm here to encourage all of us that sometime in our walk with the Lord, I'm talking about born-again believers, we need to forgive our fathers. And so you see, I did that with my dad. I was able to forgive him and release him and not use him as an excuse for my shortcoming. So we see Jesus all the time walking this, even though Jesus had a stepfather, right? Joseph. And the word doesn't say anything bad about Joseph. The whole time Jesus is walking on earth, he is trying to please his heavenly father. He had a relationship with the heavenly father. And he even said, I do nothing that I do not see what my father do. Oh, Lord, help us that we get to that place, that we gravitate to our heavenly father, because he never leaves us or forsake us. He's always been there. He's the kind God. He's the loving God. He forgives us. He restores us. So I'm here to help you release your earthly father. I heard that from the Spirit. Minister to my people to be able to forgive and release. You know, some people, you know, you got three categories. You got the good father that did everything they needed to do and all that. Then you got the next father that he was good but never communicated with the children, right? And then we have the bad fathers, right? The absent fathers, the one that were not there or they were cruel. No. Either way, you forgive your earthly father and then you forget too. You know, sometimes you hear this phrase, I can forgive, but I cannot what? Well, think about this. Would you like your heavenly father to treat you that way? I'm glad that the Bible says, the word says, that as far as the east is from the west, he has forgiven my sin and forgot them too. They say that he does not keep an account. Aren't you glad? I'm glad. I'm glad that when I come before my heavenly father, that I'm not in shame thinking of all those sin that he's looking, because he's just, and when he forgave me, he cleanses me, and he's not seeing that. So we need to do, or try to do, the same. To forgive our fathers, their shortcoming. Beside, you are created in the image of your heavenly father. And your first calling, like Pastor George was teaching, what is our first calling? Is to be conformed, transformed into the image of who? Of God. So that's our calling. That's our highest calling. It's for me to be more like Jesus, right? Father, more like Jesus and less than me. And that takes a whole life to do that. Amen? All right, let's go to Deuteronomy. I can't say that word, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy. And then let's go. And this is God and Moses talking about to the children of Israel. And we're going to read quickly on this because there's some points that I want to bring to the fathers today. Say 6:1. We are in Deuteronomy 6:1. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgment which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Remember, they were getting to the promised land. They were going to cross. They were going to get there. The Lord gave it to them. They were set free. They are free. And so there's their command and the statutes too. That you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, and your sons and your son and your grandson. So if you're a grandpa here, that includes you there. All the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, Israel, and be careful to observe it, and that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your father has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. That is still the commandment of God today for all of us. Amen. Now 7. You shall teach them diligently. 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. 7. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you sit in your house, when you're at home. When you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Oh, wow, wait. So that means it's not only on Sunday. It's not only on Wednesday night. When you sit down, you see, you are to train, fathers are to train disciples for Jesus. I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now you're a father. Your first calling there is for your children to see Jesus. And they need to hear the fathers minister about Jesus and talk about the Lord in your daily routine, in your talking. They need to hear. When something good happened, do you praise God? Do you give God thank you? Do they hear that? When you're going to a trip, do they see you holding hands and say, oh, we're going to on vacation. Woo-hoo! The Lord is so good. Do they see you praying? And when you miss it, when you don't do right, do they see you apologizing? You see, you're building faith in your children. You're leading them by actions. It's not just taking them to children's church so they can be taught Bible verses. It's a way of life. It's a way of life. We've been so blessed, I say, Pastor George and I, with our children. Our children are adults. Now they're parents. They have children. And it is so good. But once they left for college and they were still loving the Lord and serving God, we've been so blessed. I asked each one of them, What made you stay strong in the Lord? Because they didn't get rebellious. They didn't rebel in high school or anything like that. And each one of them separate say that when they saw the faithfulness of God on their daddy, and they saw the healing and the restoration and how faithful God has been to our family, their words were, how could we turn our back to him, to the God that healed that. You see, they saw it. They walked through it. Your children are watching you, dads. You are their hero. For the daughters, you are the first pure love in their life. You're there to impart. Now, are we going to miss it? Of course. But the closer you get to your Heavenly Father, then you see his image is formed in you, and that's who you're going to be. So do they see you that when they're not feeling well, do you send them to get medicine, or do you lay hands right then? You see, you're making disciples right there. Okay, let me pray for you. They need to see this. When they're little, when they're small, let me pray for you, son. when they're going to take a test and they're older and when they don't have any friends and where they, you know, whatever comes in, do they hear you pray? And then do they hear you praise the Lord for the results? Now, we had seven kind of hard years when Pastor George was going through cancer. And it seems like each one of my children were in the point of death because they got, the enemy really was giving us a hard time. So because of it, we held on with everything we have to the Lord. So they grew up hearing the word of God. We even put scriptures all around the house because we were in survival mode. So we knew we had to hold on to the Lord with everything we have. And so, you see, children observe and watch. Sometimes talk can be cheap, right? But they rather see the walking. They rather see you, the results. And that's okay. I heard a testimony of a daddy that has been a dad like for 5 years, and they had a little boy, and they went through the drive-thru, and they bought some McDonald's, and then this car just came in front of them, and he had to slam the brakes, and there goes the dinner and everything, the little baby with everything in the back. Everything spilled out, and he got so upset, right? None of us have done that. Got really upset and just kind of mumbled something under his breath. And so the little baby, just the little toddler, did the same thing. And then he said, "Whoa, what did you say?" And the little boy looks and say, "I see you, Dad. I see you." They do it. So, you know, we get, you know, upset when they do things like that, but they're watching. That same daddy, he said that night, he put the baby to sleep, the toddler to sleep, but this time the little toddler turned around and he got into his knees and put his hand. Usually the father will lay him down and get in his knees and pray, but this night the little boy did it. And he looked at him and he said, "I see, Daddy, I see." So he imitate what the father was doing, praying for him. You pray for your children. Listen, God has anointed a father to lay hands. You lay hands on your children. And you bless them. And you declare blessing. And you speak life to those children. And you encourage them. And you let them know their love. You see, the image of God is being formed through you to your children. And your children's children. The other day, Pastor George was working in the yard. And he was pushing some sand and some stuff. And it was lightning. And I had all the children in my house. I had the grandkids, and they got worried because you can hear the thunder and the lightning, and there's Papa, right? And they start screaming, "Papa, get in, it's lightning." And of course, little stubborn Papa stay over there, just pushing the sand. And it was so good because Luca just turned around, kind of grin, and say, "He will be missed." Like, I'm telling him to come. He don't want to come. He just turned to me and said, "He will be missed." But then Giovanni say, no, let's pray. Let's pray for protection. And we did. You see, this is the time to impart those things. And when they come around, if they're not feeling well, they have a little cough or they have a little whatever, you know, Papa usually, and it doesn't have to be religious, okay? It doesn't have to be 3 hours when they go, "Oh." Especially when they're hungry and you're going to bless the food. Please have mercy on those that are hungry. Oh, Heavenly Father, and then it's like, preaching. That's not the time. You know, they go on and on and on. They're not paying attention more than, oh, that chicken looks so good. Can we eat? Can we eat? Can we eat? So we don't have to be religious, right? But the presence of God, just like we read it, when you stand up, when you wake up, when you go to bed, when you get in the car, when you're going to Fort Myers, thank you, Lord, that you're providing this car. Put your angels around us. And when you come back, just a thank you, Lord. Isn't that great? We made it. When you go on vacation, do you anticipate with your children? Well, some of you don't tell them to write when you're leaving. But if you tell them, right, do you allow them to know that God is the one providing for that vacation? And protection. You see, not only did they have to see when you're praying when there's a need, they need to hear you praising God when it comes to pass. And we miss that. We miss it. So you're building up the next generation. How much of the Heavenly Father are you demonstrating to your children? And again, it doesn't have to be lengthy, religious. At night, do you bless your child? Do you put your hand and say, bless and have sweet dreams in Jesus' name? Today has been a good day, isn't it? But suppose it's not a good day. Suppose you had a hard day. Even that, we bring it to the Lord. Today was kind of not the best day, wasn't it, honey? But let's pray that tomorrow is going to be better. You're building the image of God in your children and your children's children. Amen? The testimony of people and men that grow up and they remember a grandpa, remember the father, they remember that coach that encourage them, you know, some of the things is try to encourage your child all the time. If you get on, you imagine, be like Christ. Amen? We be like him. Stand and help to be, because that's what he wants. He wants you to be just like him, like our Heavenly Father. Try to be presence for your children at all times, that most of the time, for games and all that, we know that. Be an encourager and love them when it is not easy to love. When they're throwing a tantrum like we do with our God. Have you ever thrown a tantrum to God? Of course you have. He's long-suffering. He's there. He listens to me, even when I scream and cry. Even when I say, it's not fair. You see, this is what we do to our Heavenly Father, and he takes it. And he always so kind. Amen? He brings us. And then ask for forgiveness when you miss it. Listen, there's nothing more that builds your children's character than to see a father that is humble enough that when he misses it, to say, son, I am so sorry. What daddy did was not right. Would you forgive me? Boom. You know why it's so hard for people to apologize? You wonder why it's so hard for us to apologize. Because we didn't see it. It wasn't modeled in front of us. But you know how many times I go to my Heavenly Father and ask him to forgive me? Oh. Right? So we need to do the same. And I don't know why it feels like if you're a man, you don't apologize. You're never wrong. Do you know that? Fathers, there's some fathers, they're never wrong. You can make a lot of damage. Because we are wrong. And we miss the mark. And so, you see, while you think you never do wrong, your children know better. They see it, right? So who are you going to? So when you come out, when we come out humbly and we say, I take ownership, then you teach them to do the same. I am so sorry, I miss it. Now, our Heavenly Father don't have to apologize, amen? Because he is what? Perfect. But he's the only one. Glory to God. He's the only one. Amen. All right. Let's go to John 14:8. I don't have John. Just ran out of my... Maybe if I put my glasses. This is Jesus is our example. Jesus teaches how to do this. And let me tell you, in the end times, you understand that the enemy is trying to steal, kill, and destroy families. And he can take you fathers out. You are so essential to the family. Never underestimate your value and what God has deposited in you. We can't do it. God has anointed you specifically to do these things in the home for your children, for your wife. As you train them and they become disciples of Jesus by the way they see you love God, amen, and serve the Lord, you are training them to how to treat their future wives or husbands. They see how to do work in your job, how to be honest, right? They look up to you, daddies. Children look up to you, and they need it. So we go to John 14. It's Jesus speaking and say, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, oh, we all have a house, are many mansions. If it were not so, I will have told you. I'll go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going and how we can know the way. Can't blame Thomas, right? I would ask the same thing. Where are you going? wait, where's this mansion? Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So we have come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We've been reconciled to the Heavenly Father. We do have a Heavenly Father, and he will supply all my needs, my emotions, my physical need, my mental need, everything I need. I do have a Father. I'm not an orphan. Again, even if your earthly father was absent, you're not fatherless. Can you see it? If you had known me, you will have known my Father also. Oh, yes, my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. So you have seen the Father, and you know the Father, your Heavenly Father. If you have Jesus, right? Isn't this what Jesus is saying? But then Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Then show me the Father. What did he say? Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when you see, when we have our children, when you became a daddy, it didn't come with a little book telling you the instructions. Although we don't read instruction. Only when the things don't get together the right way. Then we go, well, maybe we should hear the instruction. But when we have children, right? When you became a daddy, there was not a little book say, when he is 3, do this. When he is 4, do this, right? But according to the word of God, you have a heavenly Father. That the closer you get to him, to know him, and the more communion you have with him, and allow the Spirit of the Lord use you, you're going to be a good daddy. Because after all, you want to point to them, to the Lord, to God, to the Father, to your Father, and to their fathers. Isn't that great? It's like, don't look at me, son. I'm just guiding you, right? Be like Jesus. Be like him. Imitate him. Be encouraged in him. You can do all things through Christ, who strengthened you. You see, these are positive things. With son or daughter, I'm a little bit disappointed with this, but let's pray that God will help you. How much of Jesus are your children hearing coming out of your mouth? When was the last time you laid hands on your child and blessed them? When was the last time you covered them and did warfare? More and more, the children leave your home. There's a war zone out there. And not only out there, sometimes real close to them with the phones and the media and all that. How many of you know that we are in the end times? The things that are happening, if somebody would have told me 15 years, I would have said there's no way. So you see, you're sending them to the world, right? Who's going to stand for them? Who's going to cover them? Who's going to plead the blood of Jesus over their minds and their soul? Who's going to do the warfare? Who's going to stand in the gap? Fathers, you step up. Not on my calling, right? Not on my watch. I'm going to stand here, and I'm going to swing that sword, and I'm going to protect my children. You are the protector. And you see, when you declare something over your children, it's done. Amen? Because God steps in. So again, in closing, we need to release our earthly fathers, even if they're not with you anymore. Thank the Lord for them. If they're alive, pray that they'll be safe. If they're not, if they're alive and they're safe, you bless them. And then you forgive them and you release them. Do that for your own good. You need to do that. Because you want your children to do the same. Remember, they do grow. They do grow up. Right? And so you want to teach them to give mercy and to give grace and to forgive quickly. When the fathers do that, and we're talking about the church, when we do that, when you fathers, every father, take the right place, we're going to have an amazing church of Christ. The body of Christ will be stronger than ever. Why was Jesus so strong? because he stayed in communion daily with his heavenly Father. It's my prayer the fathers will get that to heart and say, I don't do anything, I don't make any decisions until I check with my heavenly Father. This sounds good. This sounds like a good idea. Either to purchase a home or purchase a car. Oh, I don't know. So many things. But I pray that you never make a decision without counting with your heavenly Father and say a prayer. Lord, if this is not you, close the door, right? If this is not of you, Lord, then I don't want it. Lord, bless this. And guess, little ones are what? Listening. Let's all stand. Lord is good. We have a perfect dad. We have the best God in the whole world. Glory to God. I thank God that when I have the revelation of my Heavenly Father, I feel so much love and acceptance. And I have mercy over my earthly father. It's my prayer that you'll be able to do the same. Be set free. Amen? As good as they are not perfect. Amen? They need the Father. So, Father, I thank you for your people. And I thank you for your church. And I thank you for the fathers and for this day. And I thank you, Lord, that from this day forward, every father will be closer and closer to you. That they'll have this revelation of your love and of your mercy and of your grace, Lord. And as they make disciples of their children to love you, to serve you, to be strong, that you remind them by your Holy Spirit the areas that they need to change, the areas that they need to bring back and repent, and with your help, Holy Spirit, help them to be all that you call them to be, Lord. Father, I pray that you supernatural give them the strength to forgive the earthly fathers and to release them, Lord. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that they'll remember to lay hands on their children, to plead the blood of Jesus over the children, to set a watch over them and to stand in the gap for them. And Lord, I just thank you for the generation that is coming, strong in you, loving you, accepting you, and believing that you are the best father. Thank you, Lord, for restoration. And thank you for saving us. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Anybody need?